Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures closed steady today and had a relatively quiet trading day. We were a penny lower in the corn futures with March down 1.25 at $3.59. Soybeans down 1 across the board and put March down about 1 at 872.5. And then the wheat was mixed. Chicago wheat down 457.75 rather. And then Kansas City was 1 to 1.25 cents higher. March 445.25 up 1.25. And then July up a penny at 465.25. Hedge funds remain short across the board. They're estimated to be 330 million bushels short of wheat. I don't think today would have changed any of that. Corn, they're short 455 million bushels, and beans about 185 million bushels. Outside factors today, the stock market rebounded strongly today. The Dow Jones currently up 290 points, 15,902. S&P futures up 32.5 in March, 18.57.25. The U.S. dollar is up 38 points here at 96 even. Another thing to note here in the central part of the United States, crude oil today in March up $2.93 at $29.14. So a really strong rebound there on the energy sector could help us out here in the middle America.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Trading will be closed until Monday night, during the day's President's Day. So trading will not resume until the Monday night session and then normal hours come Tuesday. And on Tuesday, we have the NOPA crush report. That's the National Oilseed Producers Crush Report, which will give us the picture of how many beans have been crushed. Last year at this time, we were 157.7. This report's estimated to be about 155.2, so a little bit less than expected. And then yesterday, there was some reports out of the Federal Reserve System on land prices, farmland prices to be specific. The Chicago Fed, which monitors Illinois and Iowa, said year-over-year land is down 3%. The St. Louis, which is part of Illinois, Indiana, and Missouri, said land was down 2.5%. Then the Kansas City Fed, which is Kansas and Nebraska, said dry land down 4%, and then irrigated down 2%. So land values are starting to reflect what's going on in the commodity prices. Cattle today, pretty quiet here, about steady in the feeders and a little bit lower on the live cattle. Ended up being a relatively quiet trading week, given the fact that they didn't do much and finished the week right where they started.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, April live cattle down 40 at 129.12, June down 35 at 119.62, March feeder cattle down 22 at 150.02, April down 35 at 149.50, April lean hogs up 92 at 70.37, May up 62 at 76.27, March Kansas City wheat up a quarter at 444.25, May unchanged at 453.75, March Chicago wheat down 3/4 at 457.5, March corn down 1.5 at 358.75, May down 1.5 at 363.5, March soybeans down 3/4 at 872.75, May down 1.25 at 876.5, March cotton up 48 at 58.90, May down 7 at 58.64. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.